Hello, everyone. This is Kenneth Copeland, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Has this been as fun a 2 weeks for you as has been for me? Oh, thank you, Father. We just rejoice in your presence today. In Jesus' name, thank you for being so good to us. Amen. We started all of this on a study of the building a strong confession of faith on all of the scriptures, the in Him scriptures, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. The in Christ scriptures, the in the beloved scriptures, the in whom scriptures. And by building on these and building who we are in Christ, who Christ is within us, what we have in Him, what we can do in Him, and how to conduct ourselves to the place of the highest spiritual proficiency possible. This book, again, well, Hebrews 9:12 says it, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Thank you. Eternal redemption. Now, talking about being the anchor of the soul, just anchored there by reading these things, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, He is the mediator of a new testament, a new covenant, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgression that was under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also be of necessity the death of the testator. In other words, you can't have... This is the will and testament of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God. He's the only man in history that wrote a will, died, raised from the dead, and is the judge that's probating it. Amen. Glory to God. That's really what it amounts to. So, I want to make some observations here. Let's just go on over here at this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. That's the Hall of Fame. And it was very eye-opening. And the first time I noticed it, I wasn't really ready for it. In this 9th chapter, that's where we were reading. Let's come on over in that. This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, He sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. Almost all things are by law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Class, I want you to see the difference between the word atonement in the first covenant and remission in the second. The blood of animals could never remit it. An animal had to be killed every year. Jesus died once. And His sinless blood remitted it. What does that mean? Wiped it out. Amen. Glory to God. Wiped it off your record. Praise God forevermore. So, verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I'll put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, back to that 23rd verse. it was necessary that the patterns of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. The heavenly utensils of worship had to be cleansed with his blood. Now, do you remember when Mary recognized Jesus when he called her by her name? He said, "Don't touch me. I have not yet arisen to my Father and your Father. I'm not done yet." Amen. All of this had to be done. The book of Hebrews is what happened. All of this had to be taken care of. And he had to be the high priest before God, and he presented himself before God. Amen. The resurrected Lord of glory. So, when you read this book, that little book of Malachi, there's 21, 23, at least 23 times, the phrase "the Lord of hosts" is used. And "bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there's no room enough to receive it." One translation says, there is no room enough to store it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the angels are involved. Don't neglect that. You remember, we read it. By the church, the angels receive the manifest wisdom of God. Amen. Angels have to be commanded. "Well, I'd never command an angel." Well, then your angel can't do a thing for you. "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that are heirs unto salvation?" Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Sent forth to minister for them. But they have to be commanded. If it's your angel, then you need to command your angel. Mm-hmm. Nancy Dufresne, Ed Dufresne's wife. I knew this. I'd heard Ed tell it. And then Nancy wrote it in a book about him. And then I talked to her about it. He had back in the early days, he had a mortgage on the church. The church property got more valuable, and the bank wouldn't extend the note. Ed was preaching in another town. And he heard somebody unlock the hotel door key. That's back when you had those keys. And so he said, "Well, somebody's getting a key to my room." And he turned and he walked in there, and the ceiling disappeared. There were two angels standing there. They were so big that had the ceiling not disappeared, he said their heads would have stuck up through the ceiling at least this far. In Beaumont, Texas, there was a man, saw my angel. And I won't take time to go into some things. I know of different things that have happened in this area, but don't have time to talk about it right now. But the man that saw him said he is huge, and he said he looked like Mr. Clean. And he said he was right there, and you'd be saying something, you kind of slow down a little bit, and that angel would say something, you'd take off again. Well, they were standing there, and Ed said, "Who are you?" They said, "We are your prosperity angels." Oh, wow. Uh-huh. "We're your prosperity angels. Why are you here?" "We're here to help you get this amount to pay off that church." He said, "Well, why are you still standing there?" "We need the command." He said, "Go." They disappeared. Well, they were discussing this then. Later, he and his attorney, and his secretary came in and said, "There's somebody that come to see you." And Ed said, "I don't want to talk to anybody." She said, "I think you better talk to this man." Came in there, still in his jogging suit. Now listen, he said, "I'm a lawyer. I've heard you preach. You frighten me. I don't much like you. But I brought you a check for $300,000. That was the amount that the bank demanded to hold on to that mortgage. Well, he was in another town, the whole thing was $500,000 to pay it off. But the $300,000 kept the thing active. So they were having a rally, and the pastor got up and was receiving an offering for Ed's church situation. So there was a man standing on the front row, and he said, "How about you, sir?" And Ed was trying to get to him to say, "No, he's already given. No, 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 no." But he stepped up, and he said, "Well, I'm ashamed of myself." He said, "I brought $300,000, but the Lord said $500,000, and here's the other two." Those angels wouldn't let him alone. Why? He's the one that God had chosen to do this. The Lord was blessing this man.
Yeah.
He wasn't costing him anything. He was moving to bless him. God moves to bless. He's the blessing God. Amen. "I will bless you and make a great nation of you."
Yes.
Hallelujah. The first word to ever strike the human ear was the word blessing. Study it out for yourself right there in the book of Genesis. The first word. Now, God spoke words to Adam, and he became a living soul, and God blessed him. First human word to the ear was blessing. Then that blessing was in danger. And yet God continued and continued and continued and found him a man named Abram that would teach his children, and he blessed him. And the blessing of Abraham has come on down through the ages. So now, here in the 11th chapter, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." I like this. Now, class, just somebody come up with something that you have believed for or you're believing for now, or some experience that you've had in life, like a car, a house, or something like that. Anybody. What'd you believe for?
Mercedes.
Huh?
A Mercedes.
Okay. "Now, faith is the assurance and the confirmation, the title deed of your Mercedes and the things that you hoped for, being the proof of the things you didn't see and the conviction of its reality. Faith perceiving as real fact that that Mercedes is in your garage now." The title deed. You get the deed to it before they write the title. You, in the spirit, you already have title to the car. In the spirit, you already have title to the church. Somebody ought to shout amen. I mean, this is... What is faith? Well, it is assurance, but I mean, you know, what is it? It is the unseen creative force that God used to create the universe. And we have His faith. We have His faith. And all things are possible to him that believes. All things. Praise God. How many ever heard Brother Bill Prankard? Impossibility is a dirty word. Nothing impossible with God. So who are you with? Amen. My dad used to say, I'm A.W. Copeland. I am with National Old Line Insurance Company. Well, used to be he was with Drawn's Business College. He was with Drawn's for 16 years. He was with National Old Line for 18. And he had done such a fine job for him, they went ahead and vested his renewals and gave him the last 2 years. And he was 24 years with Kenneth Copeland Ministries before he went home to see Jesus. And glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what he'd say. I'm A.W. Copeland, and I'm with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. That's who he's with. I was asked to be part of a movie that a close friend of mine produced. I mean, a mainstream movie. Glenn, what's his name? Was it Glenn Ford? Is that the actor's name? Yeah, it was one of his movies. Well, he asked me to come pray over the set. I walked in there. I don't know, it just hit me to do this. I walked in, there's a man there in the green room, and he came over and wanted to know, you know, who I was. I said, I'm Kenneth Copeland. He said, who are you with? I said, God. He said, what? I said, I'm in the ministry. Oh, I realize it's a hard life. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm having the best time I ever had in my life. I said, God's prospered me. And he said, well, that's wonderful. He never had quite heard that. He thought he needed to go into that other religious mode. And I'm not a religious man. No, I'm a believer. Not a doubter. And we have faith in God. I want to get in this last 5 minutes in this book of Hebrews. The just shall live by faith. Now, you come over here. Oh, the Faith Hall of Fame. All of this. Just magnificent. And it says the whole world wasn't worthy of these people. And you come to the 38th verse. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These all obtained a good report. Say it. They obtained a good report. Through faith. Received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us that they without us couldn't be made perfect. They couldn't be complete without us. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of that was to get Jesus into the earth and bring us to the place where we are joint heirs with Him and we are Christians. Amen.
Amen.
Anointed ones. Little anointed ones. Praise God. Well, it's been a good 2 weeks, hasn't it?
Yes.
I'll close it with this. David, not yet 20 years old or he had been in the army. And Goliath, 6 weeks. And the scripture said his size is what frightened the armies of Israel. He was so big, and they just kept saying, the size of this man. 6 weeks he came out, twice a day, and nobody would do anything. David said, what do I get if I kill him? And he kept asking that question. What do I get if I kill him? And they said, well, you know, you get the king's daughter and your family's exempt from taxes. And when King Saul began to question him, he said, that uncircumcised Philistine, when he said that giant was dead. But that's not all he said. He said to that giant, I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Right then, the angel said, okay, we're going to get big boy. That giant was dead on his feet. He cursed David, but David nailed him. When he released those angels, I'm telling you, they made sure it didn't take but one rock. Now, he had five because Goliath had brothers, but it didn't take that. No. And it had been prophesied he killed him without a sword in his hand. He killed him with that rock, and he fell. One translation said, he finished him off with his own sword. Then he used his head to chase the Philistines back to Gath. Can you imagine him running right down the middle of Main Street with Goliath's head in his hand? Oh, where's the rest of him? But he's back out there on the ground someplace. This is a symbol of what God did to the devil. He cut him off. He took away from him everything that Adam had given him in the beginning. And Jesus went to that cross. Hallelujah. It's been a good week, hasn't it?
Yes.
Now, the last part of this, I want to go back to the 5th chapter of the book of Mark and introduce one thing. And we'll close in these few seconds. Mark 5, the madman of Gadara. And they came to Jesus and see him was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Faith acts before it is seen. Yes. Obviously, Jesus said to Judas, go to our tailor and get some fine clothes. I'm going to call a man to preach, and right now he's in trouble. We'll be back in just a moment. Glory to God.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it, and I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
God's word gives you the right to expect his promises to come to pass in your life. For example, in Luke 6:38, Jesus said, "When you give, it's given back to you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give to you." This promise gives you the right to expect that every time you sow your seed, it will be given back to you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If you would like to put this promise to work in your life, I'm asking you to prayerfully consider sowing your seed into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. In partnering with us, you give God the opportunity to work on your behalf to get financial abundance to you. But there's more to partnership than just receiving a financial harvest. Every seed you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries is connecting you to an eternal reward. Your partnership is helping to send out the truth of God's word and grow up the body of Christ to receive the fullness of their inheritance in Jesus. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your faithful support of this ministry. Together, we are preaching the uncompromised word of faith around the world on every available voice. Now, before we go, I want to pray a blessing over your offering. Father, thank you for serving us with seed to sow, as you served us with bread for our food. And you are multiplying every seed that we sow, increasing the fruit of our righteousness, enriching us in everything to all bountifulness, and we thank you for it. Amen. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and join our team. Visit our website, kcm.org/partner, and discover all the benefits of covenant partnership today. Together, let's get the word of God out and bring eternal change to the lives of people across the globe. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Remember, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
It is wonderful to have had you this last couple of weeks on this subject. Don't forget to order your notes and so forth and study these things and build your faith confession and don't ever, ever let it go. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and our class reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.